a couple of questions and ask Catherine. Does Chief Justice Roberts have a file that resulted in his Obamacare decision? The writer notes, as they ask the question, saying he changed his decision and was red-eyed when he read it. This issue, I don't know the answer to that question, but I would presume if you look at the importance of that decision to the administration and the importance of that decision to centralizing control over the healthcare system, I would imagine the political pressure on the Supreme Court justices was extraordinary, and certainly it would be the most extraordinary on the Chief Justice. We're going to have investigative reporter Nick Bryant on the first week of August and talk a lot more about control files. He's the author of a new book on the Franklin cover-up, and it's going to be, the section will be called Pedophilia in Politics, and we'll get into the issue of control files. A great subscriber comment that I wanted to read to you. The perspectives that I've received from you, your special reports, the Salieri Report, and your incredible guests are so extremely valuable. I now have a viewpoint that is far different, deeper, well-rounded, and something that finally makes personal sense to me. I always somehow knew that the Matrix was a lie, but you've put the details in place in a way that I understand. It has provided me with peace of mind. So glad that you're having John Rappaport every month. I wanted to mention John Rappaport is going to be with us now once a month. He starts July with his first piece. It's going to be called Inside the Medical Matrix. We're also doing something else very special. We'll record it tomorrow night and put it up on the internet. We've decided to go through the timeline on Oklahoma City bombing and the HUD loan sales. You're going to say, what did the two have together in common? You'll see after I go through it with John Rappaport. Again, that'll be up on the internet probably sometime next week. So that's it for Ask Catherine. Keep the questions coming. I really, really appreciate them.